too lazy to register an account. Podcast episode number 1443. Today is the 13th of December 2021, and I'm your host, John. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is a cat and an apple.
This episode is brought to you by podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it. Apples are safe food for cats, although many cats will not like their taste. Apples should not be given to diabetic cats as they are high in sugar and can destabilize them. However, if apples were regularly added to your cat's diet, they could cause symptoms of obesity and diabetes. Although apples are very beneficial for people with diabetes, fruit sugar is digested differently by cats. Due to the high sugar content, diabetic cats should not be fed fruit. These delicious fruits are rich in sugar, fiber, and beneficial nutrients, but even so, they are not part of the cat's natural diet. Although small amounts of apples are safe for cats, there are some fruits that should be avoided because they can be dangerous or even fatal to cats. Although the short answer is yes, cats can indeed eat apples, but if you plan to include this superfruit in their diet, there are a few things you need to pay attention to. The same applies to the question of whether cats can eat boiled apples, as shown above. In addition, the shape of the apples can make it difficult for your cat to eat the pure fruit. Therefore, although the cat can eat apple pie, it is best not to let her chew. It is important to remember that your cat, like any other pet, should not eat apple cores or seeds. If your cat eats some of your apples, don't worry, apples are not poisonous to cats. However, if your cat does not start eating apples as you hoped, don't worry too much. Yes, your cat can drink apple juice as long as it is homemade and 100% natural. If you choose to give your cats apples as a treat, give them only a small amount, as too much fiber can cause stomach upset. If your vet gives you permission to feed your cat with apples, you can start adding small portions to the cat's diet. This means that, along with any other cat food throughout the day, it should make up no more than 10% of your cat's daily calorie needs, with the rest of the food coming from a balanced diet. This means that you need to make sure they are removed before allowing the cat to eat the apple. Remember that your cat should not eat apple seeds, as they contain amygdalin, which converts to cyanide when digested. Even if the cyanide level is quite low, it is still best not to let your cat eat these parts of the fruit. As a human being, the small amount of cyanide in apple seeds probably won't affect you, but cats are much less, so the dose can be much stronger. But the only thing to remember when giving apples to your cat is to prevent them from swallowing the bones. However, if you are feeding a portion of an apple to your cat, make sure she is not eating the seeds. The apple itself is not toxic to cats, but the seeds contain cyanide and are toxic to cats. It is not for nothing that cyanide-containing apple seeds are considered especially dangerous and are strictly prohibited for cats. For all their health benefits, there are a number of good reasons why apples should never make up more than 10% of a cat's diet. In addition, a diet that is overly rich in apples also results in protein deficiency and thus potentially hinders the development of a cat's organs and tissues. Although this is rare, some cats are allergic to apples. Fermented apples can quickly put an alcoholic cat into a coma, so keep your cat away from them. With veterinarian approval, you can try feeding your cat an apple. As with all new foods, if this is your first time feeding a cat's apple, be sure to offer a small amount and watch for adverse reactions. If your cat develops any of these symptoms, do not give her more apples and take her to the veterinarian as soon as possible. Not all cats love apples, and if you are particularly concerned about any health problem, you may want to consult your veterinarian to find other ways to help your pet. We all know that cats can have a wide variety of personalities and tastes, so if your feline friend, for some reason, chooses to eat fresh apple slices, there are several steps you can take to make sure they are consuming it safely. In the unlikely event that chewing an apple causes gastrointestinal problems such as vomiting or diarrhea, it could be a sign of an allergic reaction in your cat. If your cat is unable to digest fruit comfortably, you may notice signs of indigestion such as vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. Likewise, the digestive system of cats does not tolerate rotten apples. So, if you've started introducing apples into your cat's diet, there are several signs you can look
out for that might indicate that they don't find the food tasty. This means that they may find it difficult to digest certain foods and may not even like the taste of apples. Because of their carnivorous appetite, cats have no taste buds for sweetness, as Scientific American explains, so they won't be overly excited by any treat, including apples. In moderation, and if they don't eat the core or seeds, an apple can be beneficial for your cat. The applesauce will be easier for your cat to eat. But you can also feed her a slice or two apples if she likes it. It is also very likely that the cat may seem interested in eating a piece of apple, but changed her mind as soon as she tasted what it was. Usually, a cat may not want to eat an apple, but if it finds one of these round fruits, it may decide to bite it off while playing. If your cat sees you eating a piece of apple, she may be curious and want to try it. Foods like apples can be beneficial to your cat's health in small doses if you introduce them into your pet's diet to replace unhealthy high-fat treats. He could also add sugar asterisk, and given the fact that apples already contain too much sugar, adding more sugar to your cat's diet is not a good idea. Therefore, to avoid suffocation, it is recommended to dice or mash the apples into puree before feeding the cat. The short answer is, yes, it is safe for cats to consume these fruits in small amounts and in a controlled manner.
This is all for today, friends. My name is John and this was episode 1443 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.